Brazil's Navy and Army are helping the federal police look for British journalist Dom Phillips and his guide, indigenous expert Bruno Pereira. They were both in the Javari Valley, a remote indigenous reservation the size of Morocco, when they went missing. The area is home to the world's largest number of uncontacted tribes. Pereira, who knows the region intimately, sent an audio message on Sunday saying they were headed down the river to Atalaia do Norte, a small city 2 hours away from where they were last seen. The indigenous expert has recently been organizing expeditions with local tribes, training them to use satellite images and cell phone apps to track down illegal fishermen and poachers. We followed Pereira in that same region several months ago. He told us then that he had already received many threats. Tribal leader Beto Marubo, who has worked closely with Pereira, says the illegal fishermen and poachers work for criminal drug cartels, laundering their money.
I can't imagine them being lost. Pereira knows the region too well. We think they were ambushed. Violence in the Javari Valley and Brazil's indigenous territories in general has risen since President Jair Bolsonaro was elected almost 4 years ago. He's openly defended the commercial exploitation of protected lands, and he's cut funding to organizations created to protect them.
Pereira was still being threatened when he was accompanying Phillips, who was investigating the region for his book on the Amazon. When both men failed to arrive at Atalaia do Norte on Sunday afternoon, native trackers started searching for them, fearing for their safety. The journalist's Brazilian wife and English sister have made public appeals to Brazil's authorities.
I want to make an appeal to the relevant authorities to intensify the search. We still have some hope of finding him. Even if I cannot find the love of my life alive, he must be found. Please intensify the search.
If anyone can help scale up resources available for the search, that would be great, because time is crucial.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro, who is up for re-election in October, said both men were on a dangerous adventure. Anything can happen. They could have been lost or executed. We pray they are safe, he said. Former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who is running against Bolsonaro, tweeted, "I hope they are found soon and are safe and well." Meanwhile, in the Javari Valley, the search continues. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera.